This video is dedicated by Dr. Shalom Huberfeld and family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aharon Huberfeld, Alav Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Fascinating individual. He was an Amora from the late 3rd century. He originated in Babylonia, but he moved to Israel to study under Rabbi Yochanan, and then later in life he moved back to Babylonia, where he was persecuted by the Sassanids, and he may actually have possibly gone back to Israel a second time. His name is unusual. What does it mean to say Rabba Bar Bar Chana, meaning Rabba, the son of Chama? So apparently his father's name was also Rabba, so his name technically would be Rabba Bar Rabba. That is a device that is not very common, especially in what would later become the Ashkenazic world. It's not the minhag, it's not the custom to name people after their parents, so you don't have like a Rabba Junior in the Ashkenazic tradition. The Sephardic tradition does preserve that to some degree, and perhaps this is an echo or a distant origin of that practice. At any rate, since his father's name was also Rabba, therefore, they called him Rabba Bar Bar Chama, Rabba the son of Chana, which gives us the person we're talking about. The most famous teachings of Rabba Bar Bar Chana are in Bava Basra, where there is a jam-packed series of amazing agados, amazing stories about fantastic things that Rabba Bar Bar Chana says he himself observed, and they have like an amazing phenomena, natural phenomena, and bizarre supernatural things. Over the centuries, the many commentators on those passages have struggled with finding the way to understand these bizarre things. Some have argued that they were actually seen literally as he described them, and this is illustrated by the fact that he says, after all, I myself saw this. Others have said that no, this is like it's couched in allegorical language, and you're meant to learn much larger ideas from this. The Vilna Gaon in particular was especially fascinating for this. Others say, oh, he experienced dreams and he saw them in his dream, and that's why he said, I myself saw it. At any rate, when we get to Bava Basra, God willing, then hopefully we'll be able to discuss these in greater detail. But for the time being, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.